Come on.
Are you ready?
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
The people who have been divorced in the room laugh.
Oh, boy.
Dave and Mahoney.
You didn't have anything when you got married. That's
a
prenup.
Yeah. I got a 2013 Toyota Avalon.
Yeah, she's
now
coming for that.
All right.
And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, some bad news. Southwest broke again. So this is the second time in just a couple of months where they've had to ground everything simultaneously across the whole country. And, I mean, this is kind of some scary stuff. They said that early morning there was a vendor-supplied firewall that went down, and the connection to some operational data was unexpectedly lost, which seems pretty important.
Doesn't this sound like a fancy way of saying, like, stuff got real sketchy?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. They're saying it was an intermittent technology issue, which is,
again,
meant to kind of put us off the scent here.
Another fancy way of saying, like, oh, boy. Which sucks because, I mean, when I'm flying, Southwest is where I, you know, Southwest or Spirit are my two go-tos 90% of the time.
Which is funny because
1,800 delayed flights yesterday.
Southwest and then Spirit is your number two.
Well, it's just the price. You can't beat. Especially if you're not flying with carry-ons. Like, if you know what you're doing, like, give me that big front seat and
stop.
I bought a travel backpack, and so it's like I don't even have to spend the extra $60 for the Karen.
Yeah, if you've seen his travel backpack, I'm sure you haven't, but let me just explain it to you. Imagine that you are preparing to hike Mount Everest. This backpack is slightly larger than what you would bring.
Dave, you need to settle down. That backpack is sweet.
That is not a sweet backpack.
It is a good backpack.
It is the size of a Kia. It's unnecessary.
No, it's the size.
It's strapped twice in the front.
It's got two straps.
Sure it does, for chest and waist support, which is good when you're carrying
lots of things.
Or even not. It's just so you don't feel that weight on your back.
I love the idea of you walking around with this gargantuan backpack. That's mostly
empty. It's not like I'm hiking Everest. It's the biggest size you can get for traveling on an airline and not having like a carry-on.
It is larger than a rolly bag. It is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it certainly is not. No.
No, it isn't. But I mean, it's perfect for a Southwest flight or if you ever could get on one, because apparently, like Dave said a moment ago, you can't get on a plane.
1,800 delayed
because
flights.
Because over the last, since post-COVID, when it comes to travel, there's been a lot more delays.
Yeah.
Across every airline, just in general, be it staffing or, you know, this one being technical. I think we're a little bit more critical of technical issues as opposed to staffing, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, it's interesting whenever something, like, really bad happens, like 9/11, the airlines get exponentially worse, and then we just have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And then
you get
COVID happens,
charge.
And then, yeah, they just charge you for everything.
But I was going to say, do you find that you're booking way more earlier flights, because I want to book the earliest flights I can because I feel like there's way less chance of a delay happening those days as opposed to if you're flying anywhere at like the, you know, a later flight, like let's say a 9 or a 10 p.m. flight. I feel like those are always delayed these days.
I think the earlier ones get overbooked though.
You think so?
Yeah.
Some good news today as well. Pretty remarkable news about DeMar Hamlin. I mean, he literally died on the field while playing in an NFL game last season. And 3 months later, he is cleared to resume all football activity.
I mean, the body is an amazing and scary thing. The fact that, you know, his, you know, heartbeat rhythm was disrupted and he died on the field.
Cardiac arrest was dead.
You know, suffered cardiac arrest on the field. And then 3 months later, I mean, obviously he's a super athlete to begin with playing in the NFL. But the fact that he's going to play in the NFL next season, what a story. I mean, it gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, it's unbelievable and just so happy for him.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
All right, calling all Kyles. No, it's really a thing that's going on right now. There's a city in Texas called Kyle, Texas. Ever heard of it?
Yes, yeah? I have.
Okay. They're celebrating its name by attempting to gather.
Kyle, and then there's also like a Tyler or something happening
Tyler,
over
Texas
there.
Texas is famous, for sure.
It's just like all kinds of just names happen. That's okay, just like, just what I just attribute to Texas being, it's just such large square footage.
Larry,
area.
Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, they just gave up and they're like, all right, we're out of names, so Kyle, Larry,
James,
Gordon.
John.
Yeah. So the city of Kyle, Texas is celebrating its attempt to gather at least 2,326 people named Kyle in the same place at the same time. It's called the Gathering of the Kyles. It will be held at the Kyle Fair in Kyle Park, May 19th through the 21st.
What are they doing to attract the Kyles to come to Kyle, Texas?
Just providing Monster energy drinks, and because every Kyle loves a Monster.
I've never met a Kyle that does not love a Monster.
Yeah, I love Monster. They probably have Monster and Monster trucks. Mm. Probably some like UFC fights happening somewhere.
Not quite UFC. No,
I feel like that's Chad, and that's more of a country than a city.
Do you think that, I mean, if we got 2,000 Chads together, there would be a lot of problems. If we get 2,300 Kyles together, is there going to be a lot of problems?
Yeah, I feel like Kyles are dorky enough, but also, like, into cars. So they've got, like, the Hondas with the spoilers.
Okay.
So drinking Monster Energy.
Yeah, like, maybe gaming. Problematic, but not really.
They're just, like, kind of doing their own thing.
My
a bunch of Chads are going to vandalize stuff.
For sure. But my Kyles feel like they're CPAs. You know, they had a lot of fun in college. Now they're CPAs.
You would trust a Kyle as your accountant?
I'd hire him. Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. No,
I think
my
accountant's name is Kyle.
It is not.
I really do think it is. I mean, I've had like two conversations with him because, you know, I don't need to pay him to tell him how much money I don't have.
I just don't know a lot of Kyles. I feel like I want to go to this gathering so I can become acquainted with more Kyles.
You'll know them all.
There's not enough Kyles in my life.
It's just outside of Austin.
My dad lived in Austin for a while, so that's the only reason why I know it exists. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, is it smaller? Is it a smaller town?
I'm assuming so, because this story about the Kyle County Fair says the Kyles who sign into the VIP tent before the festivities began will receive a free T-shirt.
So
and
I
free
think
admission.
I missed earlier that you said it was a county fair. Mm-hmm. This changes everything.
Yeah.
The only thing there is bumper cars.
It's very specifically the Kyle Fair. And every Kyle gets to leave with a goldfish.
That's going to die on the way home.
It
always
Kyle.
Does.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave
a message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You think you can beat Tom Selleck in a mustache-growing contest, Mahoney?
Message deleted.
Dude, if you're talking about some of the all-time greatest mustaches, Tom Selleck, Mount Rushmore mustaches.
He's up there. Yeah, I mean, if we had a mustache-growing contest on this show, Mahoney would definitely win.
Don't you say it.
Audrey would come in second, and I would come in third.
I don't know if that's more of a knock on me or you, Dave.
I don't know either, but tell me
Listen,
I'm wrong.
I just
There's
got a lot of tea.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I got a lot of tea over
high
here.
High tea girl.
High tea girl.
So, I mean, I understand.
And we're not talking about Lipton. She is jacked, yo.
I'm so swole.
Dave, I mean, I understand your pain in many ways, because when I was in high school, the big thing that was in was those big Freddie Prinze Jr. sideburns.
Why was that a thing?
In the 90s, big, thick daddy sideburns.
The bushier, the better.
I saw a photo of Chris Pine the other day. I think that's the right Chris. That's why I stuttered, because I was thinking, I'm like, is
Captain,
that the correct?
Captain America.
Captain America. But he was in a Not
that's
Another
Chris
Teen
Evans, excuse me. Yeah.
movie.
Yeah.
No, that's the one then.
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Mm-hmm. See, I knew I was going to get the wrong Chris. Too many Chris's in Hollywood.
Change your name.
Cancel them all. Leave the one.
Cancel Chris's. Sorry, Chris.
There's too many Chris's. But his pork chop sideburns that he had were, honestly, I was like, him or Freddie Prinze Jr.? I don't know who had him better.
And they blended in perfectly. See, and Dave, where I circle back around, when I still, as a adult, don't have those perfect thick sideburns, because there's like one little line that like
you
separates.
You have a permanent vanilla ice?
Yeah, that separates my sideburns from like the side hair. And so it's like I always felt very inadequate.
You should get implants only right there.
Right there?
Yeah. Please leave a message after the tone.
Miracle Whip is clearly better than mayo, right?
Message deleted.
It reminds me of my grandmother, so I do enjoy it on certain sandwiches. It holds a nostalgia for me. It reminds me of being by the pool, eating a sandwich with Wonder Bread.
So, forgive me for
like
asking this.
That hits pretty good.
I'm a dry guy when it comes to my sandwiches.
Oh. You don't put anything on
Not
them?
Really. Like bread, meat, bread. And
you
I'm good.
Are a monster.
Bread?
Bread, meat, bread.
Bread.
Like my bologna sandwich is white bread, bologna, white bread.
That is,
I love it. Then some Pringles
on
the side.
Serial killer. What are you talking about?
That is punishment.
About?
No, that's how
that
I love
is
it.
So dry. Literally, it's getting stuck to the roof of my mouth just
oh,
thinking
no,
about
just
it.
Oh, no, just trying to push it off of your tongue.
Dude, I grew up in Missouri, There was humidity for days. There was no need for added moisture anywhere, people. But what is the difference between Miracle Whip and mayo?
Is it just sugar mayo?
Yeah. It basically, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never tried it.
Leave a message after the tone.
Say that just like one of your accent lights goes out at your house. How long is it going to take for you to change it? Do you change it like that day? Do you wait for 3 days? Do you wait a week?
Message deleted.
So my wife is a fan of the bistro lights, and we have some of those in the courtyard. And I mean, I've noticed that a bistro light is out, and it's a string, you know, of bistro lights.
That's authentic, Dave, because I feel like you would be in the streets of gay Paris, because none of their bistro lights are
gay
not.
Gay Paris.
Gay Paris? What?
That's what they say.
Do they?
When in Paris. I feel like it's more authentic.
What district did you go to?
When you're gay in Paris.
That's some nice bistro lights.
Some lights go out.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, Audrey, you have decided that you're a foodie pretty recently. Like, you're going out to a lot of new restaurants. You're cooking at home. Just seems like that hobby has really expanded as of late.
Yes, because I really enjoy the sense of comfort you get whenever you're being cooked for or cooking for others. But I had an experience recently where that was removed. So I say that because I walked into a restaurant and it was all robots. I felt like I walked into an episode of the Jetsons where they were having drinks carted to the table.
I've seen that. Not in person. I have a friend that goes to one of those places all the time.
Do you know George Jetson definitely got it on with Rosie?
Oh, no question.
100%.
No question. He was straight up cheating on Jane. You don't name your robot Rosie if you're not hooking up
and
with
Jane.
Her.
Jane, I mean, if we're talking about how hot cartoons were, Jane.
Right. Jane.
Peace.
Get it.
Okay,
die peace.
Well, speaking of Rosie, this brings me to my next thing. So as we're going, it was Revolving Sushi is the place where we went to go eat. And as we were going to sit down, some things were obviously revolving past the table. And I'm going to ask you this. What color would you assume tuna or expect tuna to be?
Like anywhere a light from pink? from a pink to like a dark red.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like red almost.
Yeah.
It's for me.
Rosy.
Exactly.
I prefer mine like crimson red. Like,
yes.
Like,
yeah,
thick cut. Yeah.
So as it was going by, I am not being dramatic. It was the saddest beige gray I've ever seen in my entire life. Yes.
Why was it gray?
I am not this person. Like, I love customer service. All of us have worked into that realm and sphere at time in our life.
Yep.
So I politely asked the robot to bring the waitress over.
So you have to request the waitress from the robot.
I had to click a button in order for the waitress to come over. Yeah. And I was like, I am so sorry to do this, but I've got to leave. Like, I mean, I couldn't eat.
Fish and raw fish? No, you don't mess with gray-ass sushi.
And she apologized. So I was thinking about it from this perspective of if we were in the service industry and I had to explain that my fish was a sad color of gray because of X, Y, and Z, and then somebody or people kept leaving that restaurant, I would quit. I would just straight up quit. I think I would just, that would be the most embarrassing thing ever. And it was also embarrassing for me to leave.
Yeah, I feel the embarrassment, but I think that you would have been a lot more embarrassed if you had decided to plow through the gray sushi and then you'd gotten really sick.
And my boyfriend were fighting over the one bathroom in the 1,000 square foot apartment that I have. Yeah, I was really just thinking about that, to be honest.
Somebody's got to leave that apartment.
Yeah, you got to go down to the lobby bathroom. Sorry.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
There is a certain person. So vile, so arrogant, a middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person who we call Karen.
Karen, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Why?
These are the Karen Chronicles.
Why did you do that, Karen?
If you work in customer service, or if you've ever worked in customer service, you have almost certainly encountered a Karen. You know, back in the day, I used to wait tables at Outback Steakhouse, and there was, I have no idea what her real name was, but she was a Karen even before Karens became a thing. Mm-hmm. Every single time when she would get her entree, it was well known to not just the staff, but also to the management team, regardless of how it was prepared, she would always send it back without fail. Every single time.
We live in a world where no need or want should go unfulfilled for every Karen, you know? I mean, I don't know if they, you know, every whim, every tiny thought that they could possibly want before they even tell the servers or customer service representatives what they need.
Y'all are dramatic. Sometimes people just need to be told what's up.
Okay, so let's see if you agree with this, Karen, because as we've talked about, Audrey, you are a budding Karen, and you tend to litigate on behalf of many of the Karens.
It depends on the scenario.
Okay, well, this one is from Pascal's Pizza and Pasta in Indianapolis. 4.5 out of 5 stars, 334 reviews. Nicole said 5 out of 5. This place has been around, it seems like forever, but one thing for sure is the food is still good as always, and the service provided by Jessica and the crew is amazing, too. And Karen... not a great experience, said 1 out of 5 stars. I have eaten here, gotten takeout many times over the years, but tonight will be my last trip here. The dining room staff are among the most unprofessional I have ever encountered. I was sitting in one room, and I could hear the entire conversation from the wait staff from the other. A waitress's mother had just died, and she was speaking about it loudly for the entire 45 minutes I was there about the death and expenses and money that she needed. This is not the background noise that I was expecting to hear. Just because I was a solo diner in the dining room doesn't mean you can feel free to discuss whatever you want. I'm not coming back ever.
Show a little empathy. That lady just lost her mom.
Yeah, for real.
And your 3% tip isn't going to cut it.
Audrey?
Yeah, no. I'm on the Zaz team here.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
Nothing good ever comes of trying to save a bunch of money by going into a basement to get a plastic surgery. And we've heard of many cases like that before over the years where it's like in the basement of a veterinarian's office and you're going there to get a butt lift.
Oh, no.
Like,
if you're going to a vet's office to get a butt lift, probably better than some of the ones that we've heard, like gas station
vasectomies.
Well, I've got another one. This is a hotel room dental practice that, of course, was not being run properly. The Danbury police said officers responded to a La Quinta hotel for reports of dental work being done.
Oh, my God.
When officers entered the occupant's room, they found an impromptu operating setup with dental drills, suction machines, and a portable x-ray machine.
Well, did you, Mahoney, were you the one who told me that you got kind of like a bootleg wisdom tooth removal?
Well, I didn't get put under for my wisdom teeth.
But it was like not like off the books.
No, it was just I didn't go to an oral surgeon. I went to a dentist, which I mean, I was fine. It was my choice. But right. I got 16 shots in my mouth. But if there's ever a point in your life where you are questioning where you should get dental work, a La Quinta Inn, which a fine establishment
is, it
should not be the place where you're getting your teeth worked on. Keep La Quinta to a sad affair that you're having on a Wednesday. That's what that's for.
If you were going to go to any hotel or motel in order to get your dental work done, I feel like I would choose the Red Roof.
The Red Roof Inn.
That would be the first option.
Because if you bleed in the room, they won't notice.
They won't notice. Yeah. Probably also other like drilling happening, like murders.
Mahoney, you'll appreciate this. This guy's name is Leroy Jackson. Close.
Internet legend.
The Broward County Sheriff's Office responded to a domestic call saying that Leroy Jackson, 53, had been laying in bed watching a religious video rather loudly, and his female, significant other asked him if he could please turn it down.
Okay.
And so he went from watching Jesus praise videos to, I'm going to choke a chick. So he got arrested. He physically attacked her. He went straight from praise video to choking.
Wait, what? He was...
Yeah. He was so angry that she had asked him to turn down because she was trying to sleep. We've all had that situation, right? Where your partner's like watching the phone and the volume's on while you're
in
bed.
You think this was... He was watching this on a phone. No, I think he was watching like
a TV.
VHS. This is a VHS situation here, Dave.
Maybe so.
So he was watching an evangelist on TV.
A praise video.
Or whatever. Because you keep saying praise video, and that could be so many things. Like, is it a motivational speaker? Is this an actual
this is
sermon?
A religious one,
it just said a religious video. So I imagine
was
this
the
to
best
be like
of Billy Graham?
A church service and everyone's singing and clapping and just Leroy Jacksoning up.
And then he went to choke her.
Yeah, then he choked her.
And then he got arrested.
Yeah.
So, that's just a very confusing sequence of events there.
This fella also on quite the run here. Early morning Saturday, a red Toyota RAV4 was seen driving without a license plate by an officer who was out on patrol, and they pulled over a 26-year-old by the name of Thomas for speeding and talked to them. When the deputy checked out his information, they found that his license had been taken away 10 times.
Since by 26?
By 26 years old. That's not the impressive part. It had been taken away 10 times since June of last year.
I mean, as somebody who's had their license taken away.
Stop.
How does that happen? I mean,
I really don't know.
Like, does he have the world's greatest lawyer?
No,
Ten times since June of 2022, how did he keep getting it back?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it depends on the city and state of where you're at. You get, like, certain amounts of, stripes against you before they'll finally be like, 10? Okay, like the removal of your license.
But he's lost it 10 times?
But you'll go to jail or whatever for a month or two and then just get back out. And then, you know, your license is gone, but you're still out there driving because you got a car. Then it's not like they come and repo your car from
you. And he's still driving around without a license plate on his RAV4.
Dude, what are you, a red? Also, who, yeah. like again, my wife has a RAV4. I love a RAV4. But you're a 26-year-old and you're choosing a red?
Red is sexy.
That's right. And Thomas is sexy.
Red is fast.
Silver, fast, black, red, white, maybe a forest green. Blue. Red is light.
Why are you? No.
How dare you?
For RAV4s.
It screams hot soccer mom.
You got a Tacoma. You got a Tundra. Red all day.
He's trying to be inconspicuous with every other soccer mom out there. It's Thomas.
He's trying to blend in, yeah.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Yeah,
Dave and Mahoney present.
Fast food freakout.
Shut up and listen to my order.
Elizabeth is joining us today for a round of fast food freakouts. How are you today, Elizabeth?
I'm good, thank you.
Do you have a favorite fast food restaurant?
I would have to say In-N-Out Burger. Is that a fast food restaurant?
Yeah, for sure. In-N-Out is always top tier.
Premier.
There's something about like the customer service you get from In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A.
Dave, we've been doing fast food freakouts for a while now, and I don't think we've ever had a freakout from a In-N-Out.
We have heard a couple from Chick-fil-A, but only in the drive-thru, if I recall correctly. Mm. So here's how this works is I'm going to play you some audio of a freakout in a fast food restaurant, and then you're going to try to figure out which fast food restaurant the meltdown happened in. Mahoney is going to help you out. Audrey's going to help you out as well, but Mahoney is really the expert here. Like, he will notice the little beeps in the background. He does a great job trying to break it down.
I consider myself a fast food forensic expert. I have been to 16,000 continental U.S. McDonald's in person.
There's not even that many
in the country.
There are.
Okay.
So, future sites.
Good. Future sites. Doing the land surveying for them. Uh-huh. Okay. So good luck, Elizabeth. Here is number one. This woman is belittling an employee for having a difficult time counting change, which is...
I mean, I actually have run into that problem quite a bit lately.
It's still sad.
People don't know how to count change anymore.
I don't think. When was the last time we had change?
Here we go.
I can't believe people can't count back change. You should be able to add and subtract. That's the basic elementary education.
Hey, Karen, do you want to stop making fun of people's knowledge
on things? I'm not making fun of people. I don't care if you videotape me. Okay, you probably can't count either.
Just relax, Karen. Everything's going to be okay.
My name's not Karen.
Like one.
Wait, I love that lady, actually. She's straight upset. I don't care if you video me. You probably can't count either.
This is real tough. There's not a lot of clues in this.
There's not a lot of clues. All right, Elizabeth, is that A, a Carl's Jr., B, a Taco Bell, or C, a Subway?
100% not a Taco Bell.
Subway. People are counting change at Subway.
Subway. You're paying cash at Subway.
What do you think, Elizabeth?
I think Subway is definitely a good call.
Subway is correct. That's the screaming eagle of success. Yes. Well done. On the board with one. All right, so you can actually win it right here if you get this one correct. We'll see whether or not this woman... escalating the situation a little bit because she thinks that her chicken wing is too small.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not leaving out here. I'm not going to pay for some... This is not a wing. I do not have my cell phone. Call the police. You guys are full of BS. That's what you do. Give me my wing and I'll be out of here. Give me my wing. I don't know what this piece of chicken is. And I guarantee you, if the police come over, they're going to tell you to give me my wing.
If the police come, they're going to tell you to give me my wing. Okay. Is that A, a KFC, B, a Popeyes, or C, a Church's?
This is really hard.
That's a KFC.
Because we're not hearing the employees who work there. Because I feel like it would be very obvious if you were talking that craziness at a Popeyes, because they're not putting up with that.
But there were some beeps, Mahoney. I'm sure you heard those, being the fast food forensic scientist that you are. I feel like the beeps were very KFC driven because it's so fried.
Also, I feel like you're getting your ass kicked at a Church's. as well.
Okay.
So, for sure.
So I'm with you. KFC is what my gut told me, but it's up to you.
All right, Elizabeth, what do you think? KFC, Popeyes, or Church's?
I'm going to go with KFC. That was my first thought, too.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not. It was a Popeyes, believe it or not.
That is the nicest Popeyes that you have ever heard.
Where was that Popeyes located? Because their street card, their street cred needs to be pulled.
You're taking their card?
You're going to take that?
Pull that card.
Yep.
All right, so it all comes down to this. You got one right, you got one wrong. You got to get this last one right in order to win today. Good luck. This woman goes into the food prep area to yell at the manager because she has been refused service. Let's have a listen.
Because I was nice to you. Do not touch me.
All right, do we even need a multiple choice on this one?
Why?
Dave?
You thinking Chipotle?
No, not a chance in the world that's Chipotle.
Well, if it's going into the food prep service.
What do you think it is, blind?
I mean, the beeps in there, I mean, that's, and the erraticness, that's McDonald's.
All right, so McDonald's is on the list. Is that a McDonald's, a Wendy's, or a Burger King? Mahoney was listening very closely to those beeps, and he seems...
I feel like that type of reaction makes me feel like it's not a Burger King.
I don't think that's a Wendy's, right?
Do you want to eliminate Wendy's?
I want to eliminate Wendy's.
For our contestant.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can take Wendy's.
So it's down to a Burger King or a McDonald's. I mean, there's a lot of chaos going on in there. A lot of chaos.
I will say, Mahoney's pretty good at this game.
I mean, if you want to go pound for pound locations across America, McDonald's has a lot. 16,000 that I visited myself.
Okay.
All right, I agree. I'll
Let's
go with McDonald's.
For the win.
For the win. Did I get a blind?
You did.
That's right.
And just like that, you get the victory. Well done.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, I feel like this is very on brand for something that you would do. You've said before that you are no longer running. You've made the executive decision. You're 41 years old. Your knees are still intact. You're not running or jumping ever again. And you've taken it a step further recently saying you're never going to bend over again.
Yeah, I mean, squatting is still a necessity, but bending over at the waist is I'm out. I'm out on that as well.
I understand. You have good knees, and so this probably isn't something that we would catch you doing. This is an ultra runner. Have you guys heard about ultra running before?
Oh, yeah. These people are maniacs. Yeah. Like, crazy, crazy. Like, I mean, good for you for being at peak physical condition, but isn't ultra running anything over 50 miles at a time?
So this is this particular one was a 50-mile race. Okay. So this is a female Scottish ultra marathon runner. Actually got disqualified from the race, unfortunately, because she did something that I think, Mahoney, you would do if you were in this 50-mile race.
What did she do?
She got in a car.
That is the most Mahoney thing I've ever heard of. Like, it's like, you know what? I'm going to try. I mean, and then you know what? Work smarter, not harder. I'm
so
gonna get
sleepy.
In this car.
I'm just so tired.
Like, how did you finish this 50-mile race in 48 minutes?
The other thing that's really amazing is that, I mean, she got in the car and traveled 2.5 miles.
That's it?
Yes, like, so you still have to run 47 and a half miles.
You just ran 47 miles and still got disqualified. That you are a dummy.
What's amazing is that she is 47 years old and also somehow didn't realize that she was being tracked on GPS because I guess all of the runners were. Maybe that's part of like a little band that you get or whatever. And they were rather suspicious when they got to the part where they went, hey, you covered this 1 mile of the race in particular in 1 minute and 40 seconds. Would you care to tell us how you did that?
Ultra running, by the way, Dave, anything over 26.2. So anything over
a marathon
is considered ultra running.
Yeah. A friend of hers commented and said she felt very sick and was sorry for anyone that was upset.
She had to get to it. She should have used the I had to poop.
I was going
to
say she probably got the trots. That is a real thing.
Yeah. And there, as somebody that used to be a long distance runner, there is nothing worse.
Knocks you a little loose.
Than having to poop and having a long way to go still in a race.
There was a picture that surfaced online many years ago on the internet as very famous of an unfortunate runner.
Ooh,
shorts full of poo.
And it's just, dude, it's the worst. That picture is seared in my memory
forever.
And that's why you don't run.
That's exactly right.
My cross country team, I think I told you the story. We went out before a meet one time. We were on the road and we had, I guess, bad Italian the night before.
Bad Italian.
Bad Italian.
The sauce.
I think it was the only time I've ever had bad Italian, but like everyone's stomach was bothering them. And one of my teammates had pooped himself a bit as he was running down the final stretch, and you could just kind of see the little brown streak.
Did he come in second?
Number two for the win.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you.
Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave a
message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you were an inanimate object, what would you be and why?
Message deleted.
I feel like you've thought about this, Mahoney.
A credenza.
A credenza is exactly what you'd be.
That's right.
Fairly immovable, and it's necessary, but you don't know what it does.
Way heavier than it looks. Also.
Impossible to pick up.
That's right.
If you were like dudes who worked for a moving company, how mad would you be if you walked into a house and they had like three credenzas?
Oh, God. I'm quitting.
Is a credenza an armoire?
Kind of. It's just like a huge piece of solid wood that holds dishes that
like
you
China.
Never use.
Okay.
Your grandma 100% had these.
She puts her little angels, whatever they're called, the Hummels.
I know that everyone like gives a hard time
sure. yep.
to, you know, like IKEA furniture because they say it falls apart. But shout out to IKEA furniture for basically being disposable. Like the stuff that your grandparents used to have or maybe you had when you were growing up. I mean, that stuff was so heavy.
That's a good thing, Dave.
No, it's not.
That is 100% a good
thing. Let's take a television, for example. A television used to be not movable. Like, wherever you put it in the living room, that's just where it was.
Never moved once.
You want to shout out IKEA for having the most fragile, like...
I like IKEA furniture.
I like disposable furniture. No, I didn't realize that about myself. I do.
People want to be able to have heirlooms.
No, you don't.
Who wants an
heirloom? I want that.
I don't want that.
Here's the thing.
Steve!
No! My grandfather
I
is moving.
Given to me.
My grandfather's moving right now. And there's furniture in that house that's literally over 100 years old. That not only did he have, but his aunt had, my grandmother's aunt.
Please tell me you're not going to get rid of it.
What am I going to do with old furniture?
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, I just know. Yes. I asked everybody
That's
in the family
really
if
sad.
They if
it's
they want.
Sad.
It is, Dave.
Why
it is
that sad?
What am
it's
I supposed to do with a piece of furniture that I have no connection
hold on,
to?
You're like emotionally attached to a dresser. Like, who
it
cares?
It has been in your family for generations, and you guys are just discarding it like it's nothing.
No, not like it's nothing. It's there's no use for it.
I asked everybody in the family if they wanted it. There was one piece. I sent it to my aunt. Gave that to her. Everybody else, you know, I asked. Nobody wanted it because here's the thing. You have your own stuff and it doesn't match a motif. Like, just because my grandmother owned a dresser doesn't mean that I love her any less because I'm not keeping this 10,000 pound dresser.
It's just an heirloom. I mean, I think that really just goes to show just how different generations are.
You have to move it.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not really that functional.
Well, we're in a generation where like you can have memories from like pictures and videos and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
you have printed photos.
I have
not
what?
Many. Not many people have photo albums anymore.
Because here's the thing: when the house burns down, they're gone. That's why you
digitalize
them.
Do you hear yourself? I am so okay with having photo albums that are on my phone, untangible objects of things that may mean a lot to my family. That's just crazy.
I just took home 600 pounds of pictures as well from my grandfather's house.
Yeah.
600 pounds. And you know what I'm doing with
them? You're going to put them digital.
Digitalizing all of those because, God forbid, there's... You know,
a fire, an accident, or water
something
damage,
like
or whatever.
That. Yeah, sure. They're gone. Those are memories that are gone forever. But when they can live on the cloud, they ain't going anywhere.
You know what? You could start that fire with that large credenza.
Ah, yeah. I bet it's very flammable.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What do you think Andy from Toy Story is up to now in 2023? Message deleted.
Andy from Toy Story?
Yeah, he's got three baby mamas and a meth problem.
I mean,
no, that was the kid next door.
No,
Spike,
I know.
No, but he became a garbage man. So he did all right.
Spike?
Spike.
Is that what happened?
I mean, I think we know what happens to him because you just watched Toy Story 4.
Yeah, he dies. Horrific lawnmower accident.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Couples who shower together are not being economical by saving water. They're just weird and annoying.
deleted.
I don't know, man.
Like,
cosign.
Yes. I've been walking through a lot of new houses, like new builds.
Well, but those are different because they have two showers, so that's not even showering.
They have the, like the big thing, like the new, you know, big feature on new houses.
Yeah,
it's like walk-in showers.
Yeah, but that's like being in the like a walk-in
showers,
closet
I believe,
together.
Is what they call.
Yeah, those are ridiculous in a good way.
I like,
but that's not showering together.
Like
I'm talking about the single nozzle,
a tub inside of a shower.
Oh, where you have the whole
freestanding tub sitting inside of a dude. It's I'm watching too much HGTV. I'm like, I can't afford any of this stuff.
No, you can't.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
When you're looking for love,
hey baby, you want it?
Then all the wrong places.
You want to see what a mistake looks like?
It's the missed connection inspection on Dave and Mahoney.
So there's a lot of people out there that didn't shoot their shot when they had the opportunity. They're out in public, they see somebody, they feel like there's a connection, but they didn't ask for the phone number, and now they're regretting it. And so they take that message to Craigslist. And we want people to find love, Mahoney, and so we amplify these messages through the radio.
Dave, many years ago, when we were in our rich friend's wood-paneled basement, we put our hands on a stack of Playboy's penthouses and penthouse forum letters and swore to help these freaks fly their flag as high as they can.
Okay, so this first one here is a bit touching, Mahoney. It's entitled Rob with the Voice from Boston. You took care of me when I was sick, and I never got to properly thank you. Your voice drew me in with funny, sweet stories about your travels and your Polish parents. Even though I got sick, it was an amazing trip because it brought me to you. You saved me, and I want to explore you. But I was too out of it to articulate my true intentions. You're non-judgmental, kind, with an open mind and hot. I may have been what you're looking for, and there's plenty of metal in town. Yours truly, Adi.
Plenty of metal? A bunch of meth heads and you're going to go strip down a house?
Strip some copper, yeah.
Like steal some street lights? Mm-hmm. Also, anytime somebody, Audrey, let me ask you.
Uh-huh.
Anytime somebody says they want to explore your body.
Gross.
Like, what is there to explore? There's like two places.
Yeah, that's it.
And they're easily found. And by the way, somebody else already landed here.
This one is entitled
claimed.
The Subway. You were the cute redhead coworker, or the cute redhead worker, rather. I was the guy with the scruffy beard, blue jeans, and button-up shirt. You asked how my day was going, and it felt like there was something there. You were a little on the shorter side, probably around 5'3". We would look good together. Let's get in touch. Contact me and tell me what I ordered and how long it was.
Dude, I will say this. One of the things that just freaks me out about every one of these misconnections, whenever we do these every week, these are real people.
Yeah.
Like, these are real people having a conversation with someone that they're just hoping to find. And just the way that they talk is so gross to me.
But so weird. So this person
that's what you were thinking
that's working
when you were
at
sitting,
a Subway.
That's, you remember that movie? Like,
you asked
so
how my day
gross.
Was going. That's just normal customer service.
And you just thought to take it to the internet to find me because the polite pleasantries between us made you sexually aroused.
If you could, like,
makes me want to never want to talk to anybody.
No, do you remember that movie from like the early 2000s, late 90s with Mel Gibson and Helen Hunt called What Women Want?
Yes, I
where
do.
Where he could hear
the thoughts
all the
in
thoughts.
Women's heads. Yeah.
Like, I would wish if I could, like, if I wanted to ruin somebody, like, really just destroy them, I would grant them the power to hear everyone else's thoughts, but they can't turn it off.
Ooh.
Could you imagine?
That would be an absolute nightmare. Final one here. This is a tatted bear at Home Depot. It's dude for dude. Hello, long shot. I was in line at the Home Depot on Sunday afternoon. You had two tattoos and a beard. I also have a beard and tattoos. I was wearing a blue hoodie and we made eye contact 5 or 6 times. You left the register and looked back at me about 3 more times. I would love to meet up with you if you get this. I live right near the Home Depot. Hit me up.
I would like to hire both of these gentlemen to do some built-in bookshelves for me.
I bet they'd do a great job.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So I would imagine that I'd be pretty surprised too if I was just kind of rolling down the street and I noticed, hey, isn't that a Russian tank that's sitting over there at the pawn shop in Louisiana?
I mean, if you're going to buy a tank anywhere, I mean, God bless America and God bless Louisiana, because you know what? They celebrate all things American and apparently Russian with these tanks.
Locals in Louisiana were pretty stunned to find one of Putin's prized T-90 tanks that was fairly recently seized by Ukrainian forces, parked at a truck stop. So the military vehicle was dumped at a gas station parking lot that was connected to a pawn shop after being shipped over to the United States. It was being hauled across the state of Louisiana when I guess the transmission on the truck that was hauling it went out suddenly. So the driver had to go to Houston to replace his truck and ask the staff at the gas station if he could leave the tank there until he returned.
Please tell me it was like lizard lick towing
that repoed that tank. That's all we need to do. We need to send them to the Ukraine. This war's over.
Is lizard lick towing the ones that just roundhouse kick everyone in the face?
Off parking garages.
I forgot about that episode. You know what's wild is that a girl that I used to date, her mom loved watching lizard lick towing on whatever channel it was on. It was like TLC or one of those garbage channels, A&E, whatever. She swore up and down it was real.
No, bless her heart.
I'm like, okay, Judy, the tow truck driver just roundhouse
true TV.
True TV.
You know what's the sad thing? It hasn't aired since 2014.
It hasn't? It has been a decade since it's been on the air?
If you are just do yourself a favor. Stream some lizard lick towing.
You don't even have to stream the whole episode. Just go on social media and look for clips because the episode that she was watching at the time when she swore it was real is when the individual got roundhouse kicked off the side of a parking garage. Then the car went flying off the side of the parking garage.
That's the only episode I've ever seen.
She's like, no, it's real. Look.
They're wearing the t-shirts
for the business. I'm like, oh, well, it's got to be legit for sure. Dave Mahoney.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave
a message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave and Mahoney, what do you get the most compliments about?
Message deleted.
The most compliments about, like, the show or about us or, because mostly none.
My beautiful baby blue eyes.
Is that what it is for you, really?
Like a Phoenician pool of water.
You've been getting a lot of compliments, Mahoney, on your outfits out in public.
Yeah, I mean, you are a very loud dressing individual. Me, black t-shirt every single day. You, on the other hand, lots of color.
I love a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. I love, be it a classic Tommy Bahama, the smooth silk. Not so much in the summer because you sweat too much and they're just a pain to clean.
Yeah.
But wintertime. Summertime, I go with the Golf Gods or Sunday Swagger Hawaiian polos.
See, people don't normally compliment me on my looks. I mean, people will say from time to time, like, oh, you're a good-looking guy or whatever. Maybe not often
enough. It's always in the context of radio. They say, you guys look great for
you're a really good-looking radio show.
Which is really uncommon. They always put that on the end of it as well, which
normally,
is really uncommon.
All of you are just real butt ugly, but you guys aren't terrible-looking. Thanks.
We'll take that.
Most people tell me, like, it's kind of a weird compliment, but they go, God, you're such a hard worker. Is that a compliment?
That means you don't have talent.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's like if you're a UFC fan, you know, for many years, John Anik has been the play-by-play lead for the UFC since replacing Mike Goldberg. And one of the things that kind of agitated him is that, you know, because he is this incredibly prepared, hard worker who puts in all the hours, but the adjective they always use to describe him. It's like, but that's also saying, like, kind of don't have talent.
You're not as talented as some of the other guys that do this.
Effortless.
You're not naturally talented.
You're just prepared.
Yeah. You're a good note taker.
Yeah. Which he took umbrage with, and he's right. I think he's, you know, changed the sound of how the UFC sounds over the years.
John Anik's awesome.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is Arby's named Arby's Best Roast Beef is R&B? You get what I'm saying here?
Message deleted.
That is 100% what you're saying. That is why they named Arby's roast beef RBs for roast and beef. R-B.
Arby's. Roast and beef?
Yeah, Arby's? Roast beef.
Huh.
That's how the name came about.
How do you know that?
Because I've Wikipedia'd Arby's before. You've never been on Arby's Wikipedia page?
No.
You're not living.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Tom Hanks' character in Castaway definitely did the deed with Wilson, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure I saw, like, a little cutout for Wilson's mouth at some point.
Message deleted.
I mean, if you were, stranded on a desert island somewhere and all you had was your little volleyball and you guys formed a relationship, you don't think at some point you'd be like,
no.
Yeah. No.
I've lost my hands.
Yes.
The lights flickering from the flame of the little fire. It's just kind of like you guys are cozy and just kind of cuddled up together.
No.
No?
No. I've got
I've got other things.
Yeah,
no, it's fine.
Me either. That's gross.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Man, y'all stop bullying me. I'm over here just trying to live my life, and you guys are giving me a hard time.
You're
Mahoney's
annoying.
Screaming me down because I'm not part of a rewards program that I should be. I've told you many times I don't like rewards programs. They drive me crazy.
But Dave.
It's at fault to yourself.
Okay, so let's pull the curtain
maybe,
back.
Maybe, Audrey. Maybe.
We have... You know, we have our show,
yep.
And then we buy a lot of stuff. We invest a lot of our own money into our show.
Sure.
And you're an American Express Platinum member since 99.
It's as easy as clicking a button, dude.
But that's not a cheap credit card. That's one of the most expensive cards to use mm-hmm. if you don't use the rewards. It's $600 a year in fees to use that card.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with the perks that I'm happy with. Lounges at the airport.
But
Dave, you have so many more opportunities.
With free wine in the lounges.
This makes me feel like you just love blowing money.
I just became, I'm a member since 2023 because I'm traveling more because my wife, you know, doesn't live here and we're traveling to see each other more often in the interim. And so I signed up for the American Express Platinum card.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted all the travel benefits because I'm going to be traveling every week this year.
Well, good for you.
But also,
Mahoney,
you are talking about this like your wife wasn't probably an initiator behind
your wife is responsible
for
all wasn't.
My wife would probably slap me knowing that I paid $600 to be able to use
But you have just recently become this rewards guy because your wife...
With that one card.
Yes. It has nothing...
It's a travel card.
You would not be this guy otherwise. Don't act like you were sitting here scouring.
Mr. Frugal.
Yeah. No, but you're just... if you pick your airline, which you need to do, you get 30% more points.
Okay. I will do that.
And I'm just mad that I picked Southwest instead of Spirit because I'm flying Spirit a whole lot more.
So you don't get to do multiple?
Sucks. What do you stop flying Spirit?
But now
it's terrible.
You know what you're getting. It's a $20 flight, man.
Yeah.
I can't beat that.
If it's a $20 flight, you can't even be mad if it crashes.
I'm not. I know.
You're fine with it?
Yes. But just read your rewards. You can go to Dell.com and sign up for you get $400 in free stuff. You can just buy a printer.
I tell Dave all the time.
With that card.
I tell Dave all the time about even the rewards programs for we have a certain bank. You and I both have a certain bank.
Yep.
And it's as simple as just going onto the app and clicking a button. And you go to Starbucks all the time. It's also just as easy as clicking a button. And
that's the problem is that everyone has rewards programs and they drive me crazy. I know I'm stubborn. Maybe I'm just a grumpy old man about this. But everywhere that I go, when I go buy a shirt from a big box store, no, I don't want to give you my email, my phone number, and sign up for your rewards.
A secondary email for all those?
Of course I do. But still. It's exhausting.
But
no.
Has your secondary email kind of become important because you signed up for things?
Yeah, I know. I signed up for so much stuff.
Which I messed up my secondary email.
Did you?
And now it's it's on too many important things. And I'm like, oh, man.
You got to log on.
I have a third email.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
It's interesting because of the pandemic and just those weird couple of years that we all lived through. We forget about some stuff that happened before the pandemic because it seems like a long time ago when it really wasn't that long ago. I mean, do you remember how insane the Charlie Sheen saga was?
The Tiger Blood?
The Tiger Blood, the hookers, all of the drugs. There's one thing that a lot of people don't remember at all. When that car just rolled off a cliff.
No.
It was parked in his driveway. It was a high-end Mercedes or Bentley or something like that.
Two.
Really expensive,
might have been a Maybach.
I think that's exactly what it was.
Or Maybach. I don't know. That's how little money I have. I don't know how to pronounce
one. Whatever.
I don't know how to pronounce
it's
rich
a Porsche
cars.
Or Porsche.
It just rolled out of his driveway and off of a cliff down into a ravine.
His life
and
has just been nuts that I can't keep up.
Somebody took that car, though.
Somebody took the car? What do you mean?
Like they took the car and it rolled off. It wasn't him who did that, technically.
Are you sure?
I think that's what the police report said.
Mm. But Charlie Sheen is now back, ? So he is going to reunite with Chuck Lorre on an HBO Max series called How to Be a Bookie. So it's
that's
single camera
pretty
comedy.
On brand.
Yeah, that stars him and that comedian Sebastian Maloska.
Madison.
Close. Yeah, that guy.
You messed it up.
Sebastian. I messed it up.
Maniscalco.
Yes.
Maniscalco or something like that. He's hilarious.
But
it's
just interesting. He is very funny. It's just interesting that Charlie Sheen and Chuck Lorre are getting back together because that was the big dust up with the two men, Two and a Half Men.
That was the end of it. And then they brought in Ashton Kutcher. But that's a show that literally, since you said this, I haven't thought of that show in over a decade.
Two and a half minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a peak.
I mean, it was one of the biggest shows on television. I mean, obviously, it made room once he left and Ashton went in, and it opened up the space for Big Brother to become Big Bang Theory to become the biggest comedy on network television at the time.
Somebody else who definitely went through it, but now has kind of turned things around is, believe it or not, Lindsay Lohan. So she's pregnant and is about to give birth. She actually got together. Her whole crazy family got together. Her dad and her mom in the same room with the siblings and all of it. And they sat down for a dinner, and she's now flying back to Dubai to go give birth and be a mom.
I mean, I wish her well. It couldn't have been easy. I mean, obviously, she did plenty of stupid stuff over the years. But anybody who's in the limelight like that as a child and a teenager,
absolutely,
it just can't be easy. I didn't realize, you know, like when we're 20 and we're reading about those stories, you know, 20 years ago, you're just like, oh, what an idiot. But now you're like, what's the perspective?
If I was 22 and had all of the money in the world, I would probably also be crashing Ferraris into Ferraris.
And you know what? Mean Girls still holds up.
Yeah.
I saw the most perfect, I don't know, perspective adjusting thing for me whenever I'm thinking about anybody who is a child star.
Yeah.
The quote was, they gave up their childhood so that I could have mine. Because you're just watching them and consuming all of these from the Disney Channel, Nickelodeon. We watch Amanda Bynes. I'm 31, so Nickelodeon was huge for me for all that show and the Amanda show. And Amanda Bynes, I mean, look at her. Dude. Britney Spears, even. I mean, it's just, it's really sad.
Well, I mean, Shirley Temple, Judy Garland.
Judy Garland, yeah.
You know, you just look at Hollywood, just so gross, mm-hmm. And it just sucks for
Thank God
kids.
All of us are so void of talent. Like, nobody sought us out to be a child star.
When they had those, like, back
can't
in the...
Can't dance, none of that.
When they had in the 80s and 90s, when they had those talent scouts looking for models in the mall.
Yeah.
they wouldn't even make eye contact with me and Dave.
And the final one here is that the NBA playoffs are going on right now. By the way, your boy, Devin Booker,
had himself
a heck of a night.
A Wildcat.
12-year high for the viewership for the NBA playoffs right now, which is the highest that it's been since LeBron James had his first run with Miami Heat. So
okay.
It's been a pretty big drought for a while there. Obviously been watching the playoffs, and they're delivering, man. There's some good games going on.
It's been exciting.
Right now.
There's drama. I think there's just a need for sports consumption. And I remember we watched when they were in the bubble, how bad that was.
Oof. Terrible, yeah.
It's just when there's not an arena full of excited fans, basketball's the worst sport to watch.
I forgot about that, Mahoney. You just totally jogged. I mean, the pandemic was such a wild time, but I totally forgot that there were those arenas and the games being played on the court, and
Silence.
They had the TVs.
The virtual
TVs
fans?
All
it was even
them.
Creepier. And then you had all the people like zooming in.
I forgot. No, you could even go in. It was like a Zoom. So you could broadcast yourself watching it live. So you would have live faces in the crowd.
I am so glad that chapter is done, man.
Yep.
What a stupid time.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show. Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you.
Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave a
message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Who's the fifth person on your missed calls?
Message deleted.
Who's the fifth person? Most of the calls that I get that are missed calls are almost universally junk. Do you guys still get a lot of junk calls?
I get a ton of junk calls. I've actually been getting more, and I've been getting a lot of spam texts lately talking about, like, your Netflix is it, or your Amazon.
It's
and
compromised.
I'm like,
delete.
Junk, but I get it's from a different one every single day. My fifth one is a spam. 90%. There's two calls out of my entire missed call list that are actually in my phone. And
my fifth call is from my boyfriend's daughter's best friend. She's so sweet and she's so kind.
She's a 10-year-old, right?
She's 11 or 12, okay. So she's a little older, but she's always calling me and always texting me and doing those things that all kids do, like make sure you forward this to 10 friends or else you're going to have bad luck and you're going to be ugly. Like, oh my gosh, Erna, you're so sweet.
You're
so cute, but stop it.
You got to remember, she wasn't around for like those Farmville days on Facebook when you had to like share this with everybody so I can plant some more corn.
I was actually wrong. My fifth missed call on my list is actually from the delivery driver from the Total Wine delivery that I got.
Oh, nice. Do you still have any of that wine left?
Please leave a message after the tone.
When was the last time you actually gifted someone music? I mean, that doesn't really happen much anymore. I remember back in the day getting CDs for Christmas. I guess you can buy vinyl at Walmart now, but who the hell wants vinyl?
What? Message vinyl deleted. Is massive.
Vinyl's huge right now, but you're right. I mean, the art of giving music is lost. I mean, it used to be such a romantic thing when you would make somebody a mixtape.
Or a CD.
Because it took a lot of work to do that, and you're like, every single one of these songs reminds me of us.
I've made, and it doesn't hit the same way, I've made my wife like an iTunes playlist or a Spotify playlist, and I've sent it to her, and it's really not the same, because here's the thing. There was something about like skipping, like with a tape, you would have to you had to forward for through that 3 minutes of that song.
So you
song.
Have to record that song off the radio, and if the stupid DJ talked over the intro, it would ruin it. You have to wait for them to play it again.
So sorry if you were waiting for your favorite song to record.
I'm not. Get a CD.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, I got $1 million idea for you.
What's
a pizza
that?
Shop. But it's zero gravity. You can put toppings on your pizza and bottomings. That's brilliant, right?
Message deleted.
Zero gravity pizza?
No.
Top and bottom?
No.
I think
no.
that's illegal in most
Here's
states.
The thing. With the way the world is right now, we've perfected a few things. Hamburgers, pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to keep innovating that. Like We've got that. That's like where it should be. You could change it a little bit, but we don't need drastic, fundamental, structural changes
to
these items.
I would like to change pizza and the way that we consume it, because whenever I eat pizza, I do that little hot, 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 hot thing, and the cheese always burns to the top of my mouth. I would like to change that and eat it upside down, maybe.
Then you're just going to burn your tongue, which is going to be even worse than the roof of your mouth.
So Mahoney's more of a top and you're more of a bottom. So yeah, it kind of checks out.
No,
yeah.
Dave, quit trying to make this weird.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So when you think about bad places to go if you are a toddler, the list is long, right? I told the story not that long ago about my son escaping from the house and the police department showing up. 5 different cops had to come rescue him because some people just saw him casually strolling down the side of the street. And thank goodness those people called the cops.
Good Samaritans.
The police, yeah, came in with a quickness. But when you think about really, really bad places for a toddler to be sneaking into or wandering off, I would put this towards the top of the list. A curious toddler recently earned the title of the tiniest White House intruder after he squeezed through the metal fencing on the north side of the actual real White House.
So, he got onto the lawn and was storming the White House?
Yes. So, he was on the north lawn, and he was just wandering around, and what's crazy is that they just shot him.
Well,
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
Beanbag. Yeah.
No, but the Secret Service had to go over there and, try to figure out how this kid had managed to get through, and there's enough of a gap in some of the fencing where, a little kid could potentially get
through. What are you doing
as
a parent? Like, instead of January 6th, it was January 6-month-old?
So access to the complex was briefly restricted while officers conducted the reunion of him and his parents, which I imagine, again, as a parent,
if there was a place, the president, the head of our country is right there, and you let your kid get loose.
They're saying this may be the first successful intrusion onto the complex since the White House fence was doubled in height about 13 feet in recent years after there was a couple of people that were doing security breaches and trying to run across the lawn, which, of course, never works.
Stick to baseball fields.
But they increased the height of it to 13 feet, so nearly impossible to get over.
And, well, even if you get to the top, you ain't jumping down.
But this little X-Man decided that he's going to go through the fence and managed to get onto the lawn, and almost a really bad situation.
I mean, the only place that's probably worse would be, the lion pit at the zoo.
Yeah, I did say that they actually spaced out the, how far of a gap it was. And, I mean, the gap in the fence is enormous. It's, 5.5 inches.
I mean,
it's huge.
I mean, you park car there.
Yeah, unimaginably big.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
It goes to your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.